This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is continuing to evacuate Americans, Afghans, and others from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, despite warnings that a terror attack might be imminent. Canada just announced it is ending its evacuations, saying conditions on the ground are deteriorating fast. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison is advising citizens not to travel to Kabul's airport because of the very high threat of terror attack.
That danger, those risks have been increasing each and every day, as we always knew they would, and that's why we have been moving with the haste that we have.
The White House says more than 13,000 people have been evacuated in the 24 hours that ended early this morning. The AP's Zaria Shackley is overseas with more on the warnings of a possible car bombing or other suicide attack at the airport.
UK Armed Forces Minister James Heapy says there's a highly credible report of an imminent threat of an attack on Kabul airport. Heapy says due to the threat, the government has advised people to move away and not come to the airport, but footage still showed large crowds gathered outside the gates. When questioned further by British broadcaster Sky News on whether intelligence suggested there could be an attack on the airport within a couple of hours, the minister simply responded yes. He did not elaborate any further on the situation. Zaria Shakili, London.
What do you think? Should employees where you work be required to get the COVID vaccine? A new AP NORC poll finds that half of workers in this country say yes. About one quarter oppose a mandate. The sentiment is similar for workplace mask mandates. The Weather Service is warning the brutal heat will continue to bake much of the central and eastern U.S. Jobless claims are up for the first time in 5 weeks, climbing by 4,000. This is AP News. A group of lawyers allied with former President Trump are facing penalties in Michigan after they challenged the state election results in what a judge called a sham.
The nine lawyers are facing financial penalties and other sanctions, as U.S. District Judge Linda Parker said a lawsuit they filed last fall was a sham intended to deceive the court and the public. She accuses the lawyers of abusing the court system, challenging Joe Biden's victory after the state had certified its election results. She says the attorneys, which includes Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, scorned their oath. The judge has asked the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan to tally up how much defending that lawsuit cost. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A hiker has been found dead in Death Valley National Park in California. Rangers reminding visitors to be mindful of the brutal heat. Blake Chaplin was 52 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.